Secretary of Health and Human Services Tommy Thompson announced yesterday a plan to make it easier to treat people with AIDS in developing countries. The plan will allow the Food and Drug Administration to fast-track the review process for some anti-AIDS combination drugs. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
Low-cost anti-AIDS drugs combined into one pill and blister packs of 2 to 3 anti-AIDS drugs in one package have simplified the distribution and use of these medicines in developing countries. Most are made by generic companies in India that have copied brand-named versions of anti-AIDS drugs. HHS Secretary Thompson acknowledged that fixed-dose drugs are an essential component in the fight against AIDS in developing countries.
I, as Secretary, am going to use my authority to allow the rapid review of new combination products. Companies will have new incentives to develop easy-to-use antiretroviral drugs at lower prices. The President's emergency plan will then be able to purchase these tentatively approved products with the assurance that they are safe and effective under FDA standards.
In the past, it has taken companies up to 3 to 4 years to develop the clinical data for such reviews. Under the expedited process, reviews would take from 2 to 8 weeks. The FDA has agreed to consider existing clinical data on individual drugs included in the fixed doses and the blister packs, such as literature from scientific publications and past FDA references. A $500,000 user fee would be waived, but plants manufacturing these products will have to pass FDA inspection. AIDS activists are concerned that the FDA process gives domestic brand name companies an advantage over generic manufacturers. They say it does not differ substantively from a World Health Organization review that has already approved fixed-dose combinations. Three brand name companies, Bristol-Myers Squibb, Merck, and Gilead Sciences, announced yesterday that they are in talks to create a fixed-dose product with three patented HIV/AIDS medicines. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.